spirituality, the masquerade of counterfeit spirituality. I want to welcome you tonight. Listen, it's March the 30th already, and we're ready to almost end this month and jump into April. It's been a beautiful day around here. We're going to have some great weather in my area, and we have just been delighting in it. Listen, we're going to be in the woods tomorrow again, back tomorrow night at 6 p.m. I was reading a book. The book was about, it was entitled Deceit. It was about military strategy, and it told the story about how the British built fake tanks. Yeah, those, tanks, military tanks that would fight in battle, but they would literally, out of like balloon material, build these so that the old radar of the days of, you know, the World War I, II, where they would the German planes would see what looked like to them this massive grouping of British tanks. And so they would head that way, and they would go and drop all their bombs on the fake tanks. And again, the entire military strategy was to build fake tanks to deceive the enemy. Now, I want you to know something. There is tremendous spiritual deceit all around us. That's, it's very obvious in those who have been deceived by that presence and come out of that presence, and the attempts of being deceived. Now, none of us want to be deceived. We don't want to be deceived when we go buy a car. We don't want to be deceived when we buy a house. We don't want to be deceived when we go down the aisle on the day, our wedding day. Deceit is a tactic. It's plotted. It's something that is done to, fool those around us, those that we want to fool. This is what spiritual counterfeits is all about. The sheer power of the dark side. We call it in this session tonight the physics of darkness, the ability to masquerade. I mean, even if you look up the word that deals with the masquerading, that even Satan himself would masquerade as an angel of light. It's a powerful little Greek word that has the idea to transfigure, the power, the sheer power to be able to make himself or present himself as something that he really is not. And let me tell you something. It's not just about makeup. It's not just about, you know, looking his best. It's not just about having a good haircut and having, the right clothes on and being presentable. This is all about presenting something that is acceptable, that can be used in a, plotted attempt at deceiving a human life. And this deceit, I mean, it means everything. It's the difference between heaven and hell, knowing God or embracing darkness. Again, want to say hi tonight. This is Russ Dizda, our guest host on Survive to Thrive, the radio network. Here on Tuesday night, we've got 1 hour in which we pray that God in this 1 hour will providentially move in your life. Again, it may be you feel that you've come here by accident, but it's probably the direct work of answered prayer, God drawing you. Now, I was talking the other night about this very thing, deceit and the counterfeit spirituality. There's tons of it all around us. I've been saying again and again the unprecedented ramping up. I mentioned last night about counterfeit experiences, counterfeit events, counterfeit encounters, counterfeit presence, counterfeit energy. Very important for us to understand that that spiritual presence is real. It is absolutely real, but absolutely a deceit. Absolutely a masquerade. There is a reason why the dark side needs to masquerade and present itself as an angel of light. as something acceptable, as something that, you know, we can handle. Well, let's get into it here in a few moments, but I want to mention a few things tonight. I want to say again hello to my friends in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. And Bill and Cindy, thanks again. God bless you for all that you did for the conference last weekend. I want to say hello too also to a new friend, Quebec, Canada. I want to say that we're praying for you. We remember you today. God bless you in your studies. And man, just keep pursuing the Lord in all those studies and let him use your life. Quebec, Canada has a servant of God up there that we now know and will be able to do some great things. In the news today, listen, CERN, the super collider, turned on. Everybody's clapping their hands. It's all about smashing a couple particles together. It's all about making them go through the Atlas, and they even mentioned it on the mainstream news today that they're trying to find the God particle. Once again, they're grasping at the material existence. They are not going to be able to pull God's hand into the machine, slice off a piece of his finger. The immaterial presence of God is beyond human technology. Regardless of how that technology came about, I will say again, let's watch and see what CERN will really be used for in the future, what it really will do when it's turned on. Grave warnings, even from scientists who have worked on the project. Big, deep concerns concerning CERN. Let's keep our eyes on it. Let's watch and see what goes on. And hey, everybody's talking today about the militia. They've all been caught in Michigan and Ohio. And listen, over the weekend, we were driving home right through Michigan. And this is the area that the feds had gone into and infiltrated. And they're calling it on all the news a Christian militia. Now, I'm going to do something next week maybe on this and talk about militias and the constitutional right to have a militia. But we've got to ask questions whether this was really Christian or was it a cult? Is this the mission of God? Is whatever happened to the Great Commission? What is the work of God in the end of days that will demonstrate the greatest of God's power, the greatest ability to bear fruit? I think we need to go back again to the Gospels, see the Great Commission of God, and take a look at the book of Acts, where believers had to live out their faith in Rome, in Corinth, in Ephesus, in Thessalonica, and many other places that were hostile to the gospel. Let me tell you something now for believers in Christ. You better make use of the opportunity you have now. The great freedom you still have right now, use that freedom. And fight in the name of the living God, in the name of the Lord Christ, for the nation that you live in. If you live in the United States, fight for the United States. Pray with great, fierce prayer for great revival. Seek to win everyone you can to Christ. Use these days as God gives them to us. Listen, the body of Christ in the United States, it cannot and must not be crippled, enculturated, weakened, liberalized, and deceived. We must get before the living head, Christ, and in the midst of his word, really purify ourselves to let the beauty and power and life and the mission of God shine through. There's great power. There is great grace. There is great mercy. And any believer listening to me right now, listen, that's what you and I ought to be all about. It don't make any difference if you don't have anybody to help you. Get up. Let God help you. Take a look at the book of Hebrews and take a look at chapter 13. God says, I will never, 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 never leave you or forsake you. And the Lord will be your helper. You make an impact. You do great things for God. God can bring individuals there beside you, but you could become fierce in prayer, powerful in witness, and bear great fruit for God. Christ Jesus, same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, let's do it in the midst of the darkness. We can scream all we want about the darkness, but if we do not live out as the light of the world in the mission of Christ by the power of God, what good is the screaming? We got some conferences coming up. Just got done with one in Michigan. I love meeting every one of you who are listeners that were there. And what a joy. What a joy. And Pastor Butch Paul had called today to make sure. He invited me to come and preach down there in Ghent, West Virginia at his conference. Pastor Butch wants me to come down. I believe it's going to be on Friday night, last weekend in July. We'll put that up later on when it comes up. But in less than 2 weeks, the St. Louis Conference, the 9th and 10th of April, and it's going to be great. It's going to be really, really good. Mary Jo Schneller and Tony Kell and Dr. Gregory Reed and Lynn Marzulli. And myself. And it's called The Truth Is Out There, a Christian symposium on the paranormal. If you go to shatterthedarkness.net, you can scroll down. There you can click on where it speaks about the St. Louis Conference. And there's a separate website, how to register, what it's going to be about, more information. If you need to email somebody there, there'll be an email. And you can take a look at that. And don't forget the big, big conference down in Nashville, April 23rd, 24th. Again, Lynn Marzulli will be there. Mike Bennett and Tom Bionic from Future Quake Radio. By the way, Future Quake Radio, listen, Dr. Future, Michael Bennett has done a, we did an interview about a week ago, and I believe it's either playing this week or next weekend. Take a listen to Future Quake Radio down there in Nashville. Guy Malone from Roswell will be there. Joe Jordan from UFON coming up with a new book and has a tremendous presentation called Unholy Communion in DVD. Listen, Chris White is going to be there, Nowhere to Run. And Chris Pinto, and then Derek Gilbert from PID Radio. Hey, he's going to be the MC. And listen, that conference, it is as if God was connecting it all together. The coordinator, Tom Dunn, has done a great job, and he knows that the hand of God is really involved in the development. So I hope that you'll come. They're great conferences. They're very, very low in cost, and a tremendous time to be packed with information and interact with many others. Well, we're doing this project this week, a spiritual counterfeits project. The quest to replace God. Now that began in the heavenlies and came here. It was part of what was used in the deception and the fall of the human race. I mean, your body right now that has the death code, that the issues of sin and evil and, you know, the things that we deal with in this world. The battling, the war, the rape, the all the junk that is going on. Let me tell you something. And even these end days, when you feel the darkness and the catastrophic stuff coming, it's all about a spiritual conflict. A spiritual conflict, maybe even in your life right now. Maybe there's a listener right now that is unsure, you're seeking, you don't know, you know, what you're looking into. Can I tell you something? I want to tell you about an email that I got today that I think is outstanding. An absolutely outstanding testimony. Take a listen to this. I'm going to read the email to you. It's just addressed to me, Russ. It says these words, "I was glad that you mentioned mantras are names of demons." You know, in transcendental meditation, some in yoga and so forth. The mantra, the supernatural or spiritual or the word that is to be a power word, maybe again the name actually of a spirit, but a word that is to be meditated on and said and give focus and to have supernatural connection and to open a person up. Well, listen, this is what a person says here. Quote again, I'm quoting now. "Back in about 1970, I was in high school. A friend invited me to get involved in transcendental meditation. Upon the initiation ceremony, I was given a secret mantra. For almost 2 years, I sat in my closet daily, in the dark, repeating this name and thinking to myself, what a waste of time. Nothing is happening, and I'm not reaching cosmic consciousness. One night, I was spending the night at a girlfriend's house, and in my sleep, I experienced the scariest demon who tried to get inside me. I woke up screaming and in a cold sweat. My heart almost stopped. I can still remember what it looked like. 2 weeks later, the same thing happened, and fortunately, I had a girlfriend over who told me about Jesus and prayed for me. It was not just a dream. The demon was very real. A few weeks later, I had a very powerful revelation of Jesus Christ and accepted Him. I never have had this entity torment me again. That was back in 1972. This individual goes on to write these words. Now listen. About 15 years later, I was with my daughter and we were at some of her friend's house. They played Dungeons and Dragons. We started looking at their instruction manual. It had all the names of the lords of the underworld along with drawings of them. Right at the top was the most powerful demon lord, and guess what his name was? It was, I'm not going to say the name, but they have it listed here. It was this name, the name that I was given for my mantra. He looked just like the demon I saw. I guess I was summoning him in that closet. I've tried to tell people this, but they have laughed at me. I'm glad you mentioned that. Incidentally, the girl who initially invited me to transcendental meditation later got very involved in it. She actually went to India and studied under Maharishi. Later in life, I saw her again. She was very creepy and into all kinds of very new age things, past life regressions, etc. She was not open to the gospel and was so possessed by then that it was frightening to be around her. Even non-Christians were repulsed by her. And she asks me to pray for her and gives me her name. And today, in the sight of God, we would pray for this lady named Patty that opened a door, that spoke the mantras, that gave herself completely over, that is completely taken in by what might seem spiritual experiences, events, encounters, energies, powers, enhancements, but are counterfeit to the reality of God. They are real, but they are lethally wrong. So we pray today that God would stretch out His hand to Patty, that God would guide individuals to her, that God would crush and break. I would pray that for you today, that if you're listening, that God would break the power of the demonic presence around you in the name of Jesus Christ, that you would come to know the power of His name and the love of His grace and His personal presence, and how He can come into your life and bring you the gift of eternal life. Listen, everything but the real is what they want to show you. When it comes to the fallen finite spirits and the agenda to bring out vast spiritual experiences and encounters, vast spiritual engagement, there is prophesied by God that in the end of days, the unprecedented ramping up of spiritual deception, counterfeit spirituality, and it's all about deceit. It's all about the masquerade. Now, some of you might want to go there to the book of Corinthians in chapter 11 and take a look at where it talks about how Satan himself can masquerade as an angel of light. Let's talk about one thing right here, the satanic power to morph, to transfigure, to masquerade. The ability of the dark side to change its appearance. And I'm going to give you about five reasons why that would occur. The purpose: to present, to persuade, to preoccupy, to plunder. We'll look at all five of those in just a moment. When you begin to think about, again, the spirituality that is offered in a variety of ways, in very many ways, throughout the New Age movement. And I bring in the name of the living Christ and by the Spirit of God, great warning to those in military and those in politics, because you are the prime targets. To those in remote viewing and to those who are psychic and to those who are embracing the New Age, even to the Satanist and Luciferian and the reconnaissance individuals that listen now. There is no question that there is spiritual reality and powers and enhancements and abilities that the dark side, even when it presents itself as light, can give to you. You may be listening right now and you may be using those very powers. You may be an individual that knows how to summon deep and dark entities. You may know ritual summoning and spiritual ritual warfare, how to send the demons. Now again, Luciferians and Satanists, they understand the dark side and their engagement. The big sad thing is they have really been persuaded that somehow, some way, they're going to win. Even though in the heavenly, Satan lost. And at the battle, when Christ was born, lost. And when we look throughout the history of this engagement, let me say these words to you now. Only where Satan and the demons get willing individuals to open the doorway of their mind and heart and life will they operate. Well, yes, in a supernatural power. Can it happen by being given a mantra? The actual name of a demon god? A supernatural phrase, a word to repeat again and again and again to open a door, to draw an entity. It can be that. It can be a drug. It could be a hallucinogen. It could be ayahuasca. It could be a drug. And that is prophesied again in the book of Revelation, that in the end of days, this whole field of the kinds of drugs that open individuals up. Notice how these hallucinogens out of the 60s, in the past, you see the Mayans of the past use these kinds of drugs to engage the spirits. The masquerading of the spirits back in those days were vast and led humanity down a road of vast human sacrifice and the shedding of blood and the torture of human lives. It is absolutely possible that specific drugs can literally open you up. And do you think for a moment that demons are going to come and say, listen, I'm a demon from hell. I'm here to deceive you. I want to use your life and I want to come through your life and control your life. And in the end, I want to drag you to hell. You think that's what they're going to say? You think that's what they're going to do from the very beginning? You got to understand how powerful these entities really are. You've got to understand how supernaturally, as I call it, the physics of God. I talk about the physics of God rather in the coming of Christ and the power of God to bring glorification to the believer. The physics of God in this act of salvation as any human being receives Christ. But now I also want to mention the physics of the dark side, the literal power. It's real, my friends. And they do not present themselves as they are. They do not show up for what they are really all about, what their agenda. Now, the opposite is true about God. God shows up for who he is. God tells you what he's all about. God is about revealing His presence, His love, His power, His nature, His being. The Word of God is all about that. There is no lie in God. There is no masquerade in God. There is no game as God would be operating in our lives. God's not the author of confusion. God brings revelation of all of who He is, what He says, what He does in His engagement to find you, to save you, to rescue you, to embrace you, and give to you the gift of eternal life. Not so with the dark side. Not so with the dark side. Let's take a few moments, listen to Steve Quayle. We'll be right back. That's right, the dark side, anything except for reality. They will present to you, angel of light, all kinds of things. They will present to you that they are, you know, ascended masters, the great white brotherhood, that they are the Tibetan, that they are the spirit guide, that they are an angel, that they are... Listen, we've had demons that inside of people would even say, I am Christ, I am Jesus. And of course... because of the authority of Christ, the all-consuming authority of Christ, you know, given by the infinite, eternal Christ, the real God in human flesh Christ, that authority breaks the deceit. The Word of God breaks the deceit. In every single way the spiritual conflict that's going on today brings in, well, deception. And I've got to tell you again that... that deception is meant to, attempt to bring deception to believers everywhere, to deceive churches, to use counterfeit doctrine, counterfeit experience, counterfeit prophets and apostles, counterfeit visions and dreams. They are all spiritual experiences, yes, and they love to give enhancements. Oh, they love to give human enhancements. They love to come right to a human being and get them to open up and get them to receive energy, receive power that enables them to, well, open a third eye, see the dead, talk to the other entities, see into the spirit realm, hear voices, have powers, seemingly able to penetrate minds, all kinds of things. And all the while, they have deeper, broader, thicker hooks in those who've embraced the deceit. Again, looking at the greatest individual in all of history, Jesus Christ himself. It's amazing to me that every single place the fallen, finite, dark spirits operate. In cults around the world, the occult, the New Age movement, even in Islam, even in Hinduism, they all present a Jesus, they all present a Christ, they all present, you know, a teaching. Many of them are going to tell you that Jesus is good, but in the deceit, in the kind of sleight of hand, the bait and switch, the issue is this. In every single case, including Islam, including Buddhism, including Hinduism, including the New Age, including occultism, including remote viewers, the spiritual guidance in every single case they get is to present a counterfeit Christ, a de-deified Christ, a Christ that cannot save, a Christ with, a crossless Christ. New Agers are not going to present to you the power of the cross and what occurred there. Let me give you a moment to focus on Christ on the cross. I've heard people say they wish they could have gone back in time. They wish they could have been there to prevent Christ going to the cross. They don't realize the power of what was going to be wielded there at the cross as Christ in human flesh, representing humanity, sinlessly would become the substitute. Would there break and conquer the power of death, sin, hell, and separation from God. There he would rip open the door to immediate living, personal, and eternal fellowship with God. By what he did on the cross, where he went willingly, God so loved. And in every single case, when it's dark spirits in the deceit, they cannot handle the living Christ. They cannot handle the real Christ. No question about it. Again and again and again, hundreds of deliverance sessions, we've seen the demons literally scream, cringe, mock, blaspheme, fight, do all they could until by the authority of Christ they are kicked out and an individual life is freed. I don't know maybe what you are into, and if you are somebody who's been seeking, looking, maybe you've been into the New Age, maybe you've been a child of the 60s, maybe you're opening up to the drugs. There's a big push on all the 2012ers and going down among the Maya and other places around the world to get into the drug world again, to become shamans and spirit seekers and talkers and seers of the dead. Once again, the spirits, even when they operate deeper, broader, wider, it only means one thing, that the masquerade is deeper, broader, wider, that the deceit is deeper, broader, wider. Well, I'm going to mention five things. Number one, the purpose of the masquerade. The purpose of the masquerade spiritually is always deceit. This is the physics of darkness. The literal power to morph instead of showing up for what they really are. Instead of saying that here we are, we stand in opposition to God as a fallen angel, as a demon, or as Satan himself. Here we are to purposely steal your soul from God. Here we are to offer to you all kinds of things so that we can deceive you. Now, the purpose in the masquerading is to deceive. There is no masquerading of Satan as an angel of light or as a demon as some kind of angel of light. There's no reason other than to deceive. So there is purpose. God does not masquerade. Christ does not masquerade. Believers never need to use dark spiritual practices in promoting the light of God. That would be a contradiction. The purpose of masquerading is to bring sheer deceit to those they are seeking to deceive. Now, the words of Jesus in Matthew 24. The words of Jesus in Matthew 24. When the disciples ask about the end of days, the first thing Jesus said was, don't let anyone deceive you. Don't let anybody deceive you. Jesus unveils this incredible prophetic revelation of the end of days that deals with the earth changes. It deals with the crazy, catastrophic, chaotic events. Jesus talked about the last days being unequaled in its violent, horrific episodes. And it all begins with deceit. It all begins as it was in the garden, as it was in the beginning with the battle concerning the fall of the human race. You've got and had the issue of sin because of our fall and our acceptance of deceit. You and I have got a sin code, a death code in our bodies that involve the physical dying. There's a reason. The physics of darkness brings the deceit that can bring eternal damnation, loss, separation from God. The purpose of the masquerade is to deceive, seduce individuals. And I will say again, as the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of God has said, unprecedented ramping up, and we haven't seen anything yet. Massive, massive deceit in the 60s. Massive, massive numbers, millions upon millions that would gather in and take a hold of the smorgasbord of spiritual opportunities that were given. And you've got to know the dark side is driven. The dark side, there's an agenda. The dark side is seeking, knocking, trying to draw anyone in to its game. There is a broad agenda. And I pray that even right now, if you're listening and you've been caught in that, and if your eyes are being opened for a moment tonight to realize that the purpose of spiritual masquerading is to deceive you. I don't care how much power, experience, human enhancement, abilities you've been given. The more that you've been given and the more that you practice, only deepen the dark hooks of hell itself. So number one, the purpose of the masquerading is sheer deceit. Number two, the presentation. The presentation. You got to realize something when it comes to the entities, these fallen, extra-dimensional, you know, finite, dark spirits, that they perceive you long before you perceive anything of them. They look, perceive, discern, and they can adjust their masquerading to what they see will work in your life. To military lab workers, they may present themselves as powerful extra-dimensional, extraterrestrial entities that are going to offer human enhancements. They may involve themselves as the Great White Brotherhood teaching those who would surrender their lives in pursuit of spirituality. They can be just about anything they are needed to be. They can present themselves as Grandma and Uncle Joe. They can morph, masquerade, transfigure according to what they perceive an individual can be deceived by. The key factor here is any fallen, finite, dark presence in whatever way they present themselves. Sometimes as just energy, just feeling. Just a sense, a tingling, a power. That's their presentation. They are hiding behind their presentation. Like a child sexual predator who may be smiling, offering candy, looking acceptable, looking non-threatening, and all the while, one hand's out offering the candy, the other hand's behind the back with a large, sharp knife. The demonic realm is like that sexual predator, only worse. They have the power to present themselves as acceptable, as intelligent non-human entities. They are there to bring communications. They are there to bring engagement. They are there with far more power, spiritual physics, than unaided human beings. Jesus said, don't let anyone, any of this presence, deceive you. Number three, they are there to persuade. Listen, behind all of it is their power. Number one is the purpose in their masquerading is to deceive. Number two, their presentation is whatever may be your perceived interest or what would be acceptable so that they can get close and get in your head, your heart, your life. Number three, they are always coming to persuade. They are there to communicate. They are there to persuade. They are there to draw. They are there to summon. Whatever they're giving, whatever they are offering, it's all about what we see in Matthew chapter 4 when Satan himself stood before the living Christ and sought to recruit him. Can these spirits, even in spirit-inspired writings, like the Course in Miracles, like Paul von Ward's God's Genes and Consciousness, like 10,000 other books, their evidence coming through individuals who are writing or speaking, or simply their presence in the beginning, is all about persuading an individual of the experience, of the event, of the incredible opportunity that they're going to give to somebody. That's right. Jesus took and offered all the kingdoms of the world to Jesus. He offered. They can offer to rock musicians. They can offer to the world's elite. They can offer to the Satanist. So many things. Just sell your soul. The physics of the dark side involves real supernatural power to morph, transfigure. Number one, the purpose, deceiving. Number two, the presentation, so it's acceptable, so you'll draw near, so you'll listen. Number three, they will continue to persuade and speak and offer and do all that can be done. You see, they understand, they know there's laws of engagement. They need willingness. They need belief. It's possible to believe a lie. It's possible to believe the deceit that someone brings. That's what deceiving is all about. That's what the purpose of deceiving is all about. To get an individual to believe and to buy into the offer. Oh, they are there to persuade, all right. To persuade individuals to write, to persuade individuals to speak, to persuade individuals to go deeper. To persuade individuals to do rituals, open other doors. There is an incredible satanic synchronicity operative today as never before in history. Let's touch number four. The dark physics, the spiritual power to masquerade, this operative agenda, number four, involves preoccupation. If only they can preoccupy you. If only they can keep you busy. If only they can get into your life and give you things and invade your life and guide you and take you out and enable you to astral project and see things, talk to entities. If only they can keep your life absolutely looking away from the real Christ of God, from the real summons of the living God, from the cross. If only they could preoccupy you, let me make it very clear. They do not want you to turn and look to the living Christ, to the cross. They do not want you to hear at all the word of God. The preoccupation is really containment. They will do everything they can to layer you. Layer you. If they can get an inch into your life, they want a mile. If they can become operative in your life, they will bring other presence and more presence, layered and layer of spiritual deceit. To keep you preoccupied, of course. To make sure you never hear that you're really lost. That you really don't know God, that you don't have God. That you really can't look inwardly to see that sense of, well, guilt over your sin, lostness over your being dead to the Spirit of God, and hellbound preoccupation. A horrific. You know, in satanic rituals, if you look at some of the dates, sometimes they abduct girls, children, and it's all about holding them until the ritual date. Basically, there's a preoccupation, a keeping, a containing. I pray that tonight, by God's providence, if there's someone that's now beginning to realize they have been preoccupied, they have been drug out deep into the dark, and you still don't know God, you still don't know if you have the gift of eternal life, you still have no way of knowing that you know that only what God can give you. Does He dwell in your life? Does the power of God pulsate in your spirit? Knowing, interacting, the joy, the love, the power, the mercy, the reality of eternal life. That's what they would love to keep you away from. See, the masquerading, the sheer power to masquerade involves making sure you don't look at the truth. Oh, they're real. They hate when they lose anyone to God. The Bible itself and Jesus taught in the parable of the sower that Satan, the dark presence in this physics of darkness, they will come to steal the word of God so that you cannot believe and be saved. Let me give you the fifth one. When it comes to masquerade of counterfeit spirituality, of the sheer spiritual physics of darkness, the fifth point in the purpose of masquerading and bringing you deceit is this: plundering you, stripping you of any ability to perceive that God is calling, plundering you by layering your mind and blinding your mind with blanket after blanket after blanket of their spiritual presence, event, experience, encounter, to plunder you, to strip you of being who you are meant to be in God, and giving you a counterfeit purpose, a counterfeit place. Millions of satanic, ritually abused individuals understand that the sub-personalities that have been created have all been given programming and demonization, and the purpose behind all that is the concept of plundering, to take away what God ultimately has. See, there's going to be people that die and lose their soul and go to hell and never realize what they could have had in God, what they could have had as God offered to them. Jesus one time stood outside of Jerusalem and he cried out, "O Jerusalem, O Jerusalem, how often I would have taken you up, but you will not, you would not." In the book of the prophet Jonah, you can read where he says about those who cling to worthless idols, forfeit the grace that could have been theirs. They forfeit the grace that could have been theirs. You may be forfeiting the grace, the power, the life, the love, the peace, the gift of eternal, indestructible immortality by hanging on to real spiritual presence that has been, from beginning to end, a masquerade that has deceived you, that has drawn you out into the dark waters. Goal, cover you over. The goal, plunder you. The goal, rip your soul from God. The goal, take you to hell. See, you can play with Dungeons and Dragons and get into the names of the demons and so forth that come straight out of the Satanic Bible, by the way. You can find in there the names of things that you can be calling on and speaking out to. And listen, you call on the name of a demon spirit, it will come. If a demon spirit brings you an experience in some kind of drug trip you had, and you keep open to it, it will stay. Like spiritual termites, they want to dig deeper and deeper into your consciousness. They want to offer you a counterfeit reality, a counterfeit spirituality. All the purpose is to deceive. The presentation is to be acceptable. The persuasion is to come in deeper. The goal of preoccupation leads to the goal of plunder. For those that are believers in Christ, and you know of how God has literally saved you, brought you out of this darkness. Maybe one time you thought it was the light. Satan masquerades as an angel of light. It's time to get out and come to the living Christ. You can do it today. Come to the living Christ. Listen, this is Russ Dizdar. Thanks for listening tonight. ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web. We'll see you Wednesday night. God bless. Good night.